you want to burn down, then go follow that way. Carve a path just to hear them say that you never turn back. I don't care, I think it's better that way.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard That Way by Jaguar Sun. Before that, we heard Flo and Kate Frenata with their brand spanker track, The Mood. And right at the top, Pokemon Wet Leg from their new album, Moisturizer. Folks, ChatGPT. Groan, I hear you. I know. No one likes to talk. Either you're like completely on board or you're like so vehemently, Luddite-lishly against it. I'm in the latter camp, believe it or not. But this was an interesting article. I found it on Scientific American, but of course, this is a college radio program, so I'm going to tell you the actual Cornell computer science paper, Empirical Evidence of Large Language Models' Influence on Human Spoken Communication, by Yakura Hiromu, and of course, oh, pardon me, I'm getting an email, and of course, lots of other people, et al., as they say. And so, but, you might say, of course, ChatGPT is changing the way we communicate, of course, because no one even talks to each other anymore. They just have their bots communicate with each other. No one's even, you know, writing anything out. But you fail to notice the word spoken communication. This is a really interesting paper, and the way that they got this data was also pretty fascinating, in my opinion. The researcher themselves just sort of noticed anecdotally that they were using words differently. They were using, they say, delve and meticulous more often. They decided to that was probably due to the amount of times that that word was coming up in like their emails with ChatGPT and whatnot. What they did was they examined like hundreds of thousands, 700,000 plus podcast episodes and YouTube videos, et cetera, et cetera, for the words that people not were writing, but were saying just casually, organically in like not non-prepared speech. And they looked at the frequency of words like delve, boast, swift, inquiry, meticulous, other words that have been found to crop up a lot in like LLM generated text, doesn't matter what the podcast was about, like business, education, religion, sports, science, there was an uptick, an increase in the amount of words that the amount of times that those words were being used from 2018 to when ChatGPT was introduced a couple of years ago now. Really, really cool study. You can look at the data yourself. The technology has always influenced the words we used, you know, be it like we invent new words to describe technology or, you know, like texting changing the way that we communicate with like a lot more acronyms, and initialisms and whatnot. TV, radio, even like the printing press was changing the way we talk. This is nothing new, but still interesting to see it like actually empirically laid out for you. So do check that out. Scientific American article might be a little easier to digest. ChatGPT is Changing the Words We Use in Conversation is the title, by Miss Vanessa Ramirez. Ms., I should say. Cool article. Do check that out. And try to pay attention to the words that you're using. It's always very important to interrogate your own vocabulary. Here's a band with a great vocabulary. Big Thief has another new single for us. It's called All Night, All Day. Here we go.
All night, all day. I found God on the corner of First and Amistad, where the West was all but one. All alone, smoking his last cigarette, said, where you been? He said, ask me anything.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's what it's called. You know it. Don't make me tell you twice. We just heard Waxahachie and Kevin Morby, You Found Me. They made that track for this Too Much show. We'll definitely be talking about this later. It's the new Lena Dunham show. It's on Netflix. I gotta watch it with my dear compatriot and co-host. because, you know, we're big girls' heads, so we got to see the new Lena Dunham. I don't care how many animals she's abused, I'm going to watch her stuff. I know, that's a mean joke. It's a mean joke. But, like, you know, how many director, like, male directors are, like, complete unmitigated monsters and we love their stuff? You're allowed to like one unmitigated female monster director. Or two, maybe, if you count Leni Riefenstahl. That was a joke. We don't claim her. We don't claim Leni. Anyway, folks. And I'm not comparing Leni and Lena, also, despite the similarity of their names. We're moving past this. We're moving forward to tell you that we also heard Soft Cult with their song Naive. And then, of course, at the top, Big Thief with their brand spanker All Night, All Day. Folks, I've definitely mentioned in the last couple of weeks my I've developed what I've called the dull directory. There, I feel like I could still work on it, but once I'm like happy with it, I might like share this with you or publish it or something. I've just created a huge master list. It's like 5-page Google Doc of just like little daily games, like Wordle. That's why I call it the dull directory. I play instead of like doing my actual office work. There's lots of words ones, you know, the mini crossword, the Wordle, there's Waffle where you swap tiles around to make words, there's Circuits where you make compound words and like connect them together into a circuit. Connections, of course, classic. Quirtle is 4 Wordles at once. Rattle is like sort of a ladder, a riddle ladder, the rattle of, you have to connect one word and then turn into the next word and the next word, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of fun ones. There's Food Guesser is great. Guess what country the food comes from. There's Tradle, where you guess the country based on a list of its exports, which is really, really interesting. And I feel like I'm learning a lot more about countries from that than I am from, like, Global, where you just guess it based on how far away you are from your previous guess, et cetera, et cetera. There's a box office game where you guess the top 5 grossing movies of the week. There's Frames, where you guess a movie based on individual frames. Movie Grid, Movie Pyramid, of course, these are classic movie guessing games. There's Bandle, where you guess the song by just listening to, like, just the drums, then drums and bass, then drums and guitar until you figure it out. Lots of great trivia games. The Daily Dozen from Barstool only has 9 questions, but I don't know why they call it the Daily Dozen. It boggles the mind. Disorderly, where you have to sort objects from like furthest west to furthest east, or like highest grossing, lowest grossing, like it's always a different thing every day. Honestly, my favorite of all of these is probably Thrice. It's 5 rounds of trivia where you're given 1 question, and if you get it on the first question, you get 3 points, and then you're given another question if you get it wrong, and then you get 2 points. So it's out of 15. If you can get each of the 5 rounds in 1 question, you get 15 points. That's a lot of fun. And like really, really interesting question. Like it's fun to like, especially for if you're someone like me who like thinks a lot about trivia, it's fun to see how they phrase and frame these questions and like what they decide is like the easy version, the hard version. There's also a lot of funny miscellaneous ones. Chrono Photo shows you a picture, and then you have to guess the year the picture was taken. It's a lot harder than it sounds, at least for me. Cost Codal, you guess the price of a Costco product in U.S. dollars. There's Myrtle, where it's like a clue-like logic puzzle you have to solve. Like, this person was in this room with this weapon. You have to figure that out. It's different every day. My new favorite one, and definitely the hardest one, and like most like gray matter developing one, I would say, is catfishing. It's the Wikipedia guessing game. So you're just given a list of categories this person, place, thing, whatever fits into, and then you have to guess who or what the person is, and it's like 10 questions a day. It's a lot of fun, when you get something real, like the Brandenburg Gate or something, you're like, oh my god, I'm a genius. That it's a lot of fun. These games are all great. Definitely, I'll keep working on this, and then yeah, I'll figure out maybe we can share it on our Instagram or something, in case you're looking for in case you're being too productive and you need something to slow your roll because you're making making your other coworkers jealous about how much work you're getting done, you know? I'm here to help with that, for sure. But anyway, folks, what do we have coming up next? Let's check it out. Oh, yes! So, Sun June and MK Lenderman just did a cool little Jason Molina double feature here. Just two songs off of the classic Magnolia Electric Company folk rock, indie folk rock record from 2003. We're going to play Sun June's Leave the City, then MJ Lenderman's Just Be Simple, and then just to show you how, just so we can appreciate the difference, we'll also play Just Be Simple from Jason Molina as well. So why don't we just dive right in to the first track here.
never hear me talk about one day getting out. Why put a new address on the same old loneliness? Everybody knows where that is. We built that house of his, and when he's not home, someone else we know always is. If heaven's really coming back, hope it has a heart attack when they see how dangerous it is for a guy like that. And the night is always known when it's time to get going, when it's really been so long that it starts showing. It's always how that goes. Always almost tells me the secret, and how there's really no difference in who he
start showing.
I think he's doing it again. Thanks for letting me win. And everything you hated me for, honey, there was so much. I just didn't get busted.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard I Was Born a Unicorn by, guess who? The Unicorns. Before that, we heard Songs, Ojai, and Jason Molina with Just Be Simple. Before that, we heard MJ Lenderman with his cover of Just Be Simple. And then right at the top, we heard Sun June with her cover of Leave the City, of course, also by Jason Molina. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week we're tackling In League with Dragons. Not only In League with Dragons, but actually the Jordan Lake Session live version. They put out these live, quote-unquote, live records during COVID when they would all get together distanced, but actually playing together. It's like the only time they could do that. So it's like two double records. I checked them out. They're great. And you get a good variety of Mountain Goats songs and eras. So it's a nice little sampling platter. But this week, we're looking at In League with Dragons, the title track from the 2019 record, League with Dragons. It is really, really good, of course. It falls into a sort of a genre, a micro-genre within the discography of the Mountain Goats, which is someone who is at their wits' end, someone at the end of their rope, you know, who has fallen on hard times, and it is, like, misanthropic, and is, like, too misanthropic to, like, find God, you know? Like, they're, like, they're sort of at their bottom. They're at, like, the deepest depths of their despair. And you could either, you know, sort of find some sort of, like, love or redemption in, you know, whatever sort of religion that you want. Or you can sort of delve into your own fantasies and your own sort of quote-unquote spirituality of envisioning an avenging protector to not save and redeem you, but to destroy your enemies, to have them bowed and burnt at your feet. There's, of course, the outtake from the Sunset Tree that's about this, called That Hawaiian Feeling, a.k.a. The Day the Aliens Came. And then this one, In League with Dragons, our title track, in which our protagonist dreams of the day that my protector comes, as they say, and that all of the people that have been talking trash and spreading rumors and misunderstanding our protagonists will be brought low and made to suffer for their sins. We all feel like this sometimes. You could say it's a juvenile feeling, but I think we've all, be it whether, you know, you've fallen on horrifically hard times, or you're, like, stuck in gridlock traffic, you're like, man, I wish a big dragon would come and just incinerate everyone who stands in my way. Yeah. So it's just a classic feeling. I do want to shout out a really cool reference in this track. He says, maybe Boris Vallejo paints the back of your head one day. This is a person that you've never heard of, but you know exactly their work. It's, like, ingrained into the culture. Boris Vallejo, Peruvian-American painter, who is still alive, born 1941, still kicking, God love him. And he was sort of famous. If you're imagining, like, a cheesy, like, 60s, 70s pulp fantasy or sci-fi novel with, like, you know, a guy like Conan or Tarzan, like, shirtless and glistening and ripped, like, fighting a jaguar, or, like, he's got, like, some sort of, like, slave girl, like, draped over him, and he's, like, battling some, like, orcs or something. Like, that's Boris Vallejo. He's, like, the guy who did that stuff. And he was, he's done movie posters, too. I especially appreciate he did, like, National Lampoon's Vacation, European Vacation, which are sort of like parodies of these photos, where it's like, you know, the dopey Clark Griswold who's, like, drawn up like he's, like, this pinnacle of masculinity. Even, like, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, he did the poster for, which is just so cool. And you know that the guys who made that show were over the moon to get Boris Vallejo. So yeah, very, very cool guy. He has a series of Loch Ness monster paintings in Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, like the amusement park. Just like, how cool is that? This guy's got like the coolest like output and career ever. Boris Vallejo. I'm so happy he's honored in this Mound Goat song. I would love to have the back of my head painted by one Mr. Vallejo. But yeah, this is In League with Dragons by the Mountain Goats.
To get revenge, the human element drags you down. Lead a solitary life if you can. Try not to show your face in town. Let the breezes find such scandals as they may. Open up the variables. Find a way. Make it real. Make it deal. Until my protector comes. Yeah. It's so hard to be yourself when you've already seen the inside. Try to navigate the turns as best you can. Headed on down the slide. Good friends are where you find them. People talk all kinds of trash. Never you mind them. Make it real. Make it deep. Until my protector comes. Huge wings blotting out the sun. Remembering everyone. It's gonna be so hard to look away. You've gotta be strong in the face of suffering. And cut a good figure just in case somebody's watching. Even if it ends up meaning nothing. Let the breezes spread such scandal as they. Maybe Boris Vallejo pins the back of your head someday. Make it real. Make it deep. Until my protector comes. Until my protector comes.
Can I say something real quick?
You may.
See, when we have a crowd,
yeah.
One thing, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but when we have a crowd, there's the, like, I've got a little scene over here.
Yeah, you've got the what are they called? The Matt Massive, right?
Yeah, I've got the
Matt Heads.
The Matt Heads over here. And
Matt Massive was better.
That can't be a thing. Matt Massive is better. But after that solo is over,
yeah.
If it's
when you're in the pocket,
if it's really good, I look over here
and they show you respect,
and they yeah. know they know the deal with me.
They know what Matt brings.
They know what I bring, and they look and they're like, okay,
yeah, they
good
give
job,
you the thumbs
bud.
Up, yeah.
And then when
do
I,
they hold up like Olympic cards, like right. 9, 8, 7.5? Like, and there's always the one who won't give you higher than a 7.5.
There's always that guy. But yeah. then when I shit the bed on it. which is similar to that last one. I look over there and I go like this. Yeah, and they all go.
And they go, hey, you know, it's cool. It's cool. You did your best.
Great. I feel like we have a thing.
Yeah, the thing is, what Matt is saying, there's a heavy truth behind what Matt is saying, is that missing the audience is such a very intense thing for us. We're used to playing music is great at home, and it's great with your friends. It's great in the studio, and all that is great. But for me, and this is like something I thought about a lot theoretically when I was in college, you know, and I think about it with poetry too, that the place that poetry lives is on the tongue, and the place that music lives is in the house, right? That's where Art Garfunkel doesn't use monitors, speaking of Paul Simon's former writing partner. Doesn't use monitors. He listens to the house. And I get that, you know, because like, what you all, the audience, bring to us is incredibly special, and it's something we miss terribly, and then it winds up showing in our playing sometimes. you'll hear me say this again a time or two while I've got you on camera, that we miss you. It's hard to be without the people who have made our lives as blessed as they are for the last 20 years, and as soon as there's a vaccine, I'm going to play 200 shows that year. Peter will play 200. I will miss about 50 of those, but Peter will play a wicked bass solo, and then the audience will give him respect for that. What are we playing? This is called, man, I know this song. This song was on Tallahassee.
Love that one.
It's called Southwood Plantation Road.
Yeah.
you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense, 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs